Not only, only the three of us.
Okay.
So before we start, we get to give the oath of office to our three newly elected school board members, our returning members. So we'll go down through the oath, and I'll just say it out loud, and it's in front of you, too, and we can do it all at the same time. Okay. So I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the State of Alaska, and that I will honestly, faithfully, and impartially discharge my duties as a school board member to the best of my ability. That's it. Congratulations.
Yay. Okay.
Welcome back. Okay, I'll officially do that, and we'll call the meeting to order. Sharon, can you
help? Sarah Holmgren.
Here.
Jay Lister.
Here.
Cheryl Falwell.
Here.
Megan Lister.
Here.
Marla Tomsky.
Here.
All right. We are all present. Please join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. We are, Sharon, I'm going to stumble already from the beginning. I apologize. I will go ahead and make the...
Just announce that we have an extra duty.
Okay. We have an addendum to the agenda, which is for another extra duty assignment. And so we're just adding that to the agenda. And so I'll make the motion to approve the agenda with the additional extra duty contract for tonight's meeting, dated October 13th.
I'll second.
All right. Motion's been made and seconded, so we are moving right along. Okay, so all in favor of approving the agenda with the additional extra duty contract? Say aye.
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 All right, so the agenda passes. No nay votes. So mm-hmm. I apologize, everyone. I usually don't run the meeting, so here we're just going to stumble along.
We do have a new student rep.
Welcome.
Thank you.
So you'll probably be even better than I am stumbling along tonight. So can you give us your student report?
Sure. I don't know what exactly goes into a student report, so I'll just say what we've been doing, I guess, that's popped out to me. We have a lot of sporting events, and we had a spirit week this week and a dance. I don't know if that matters to anyone, but that's happening. PSATs are tomorrow. Which, sorry. Do I? Okay.
I don't know where to clip it.
Oh, that's my hair.
Yeah, that was great. We could hear you.
Thank you. Can you even? I don't know. Okay, do I have to repeat anything I just said, or we're good? Okay, so the PSATs are tomorrow. I don't know when. Are the SATs like in this month too, or is that some other time?
Just Saturday.
Okay. All right, so those are coming up soon for, I believe, juniors and seniors. And then we talked about the canned food drive at our ASB meeting today and kind of started on that, and that's about all.
Thank you very much, and welcome again.
Thank you.
All right, correspondence. Do we have any correspondence? All right. Comments from the audience unrelated to the agenda. Any comments unrelated? And comments from the audience related to the agenda. Is if you want to give input regarding a specific thing, we can wait to that portion of the agenda, or it kind of depends how many people we have and just one representative. Okay.
I'll just read it now if I can.
Sure.
Should I try? Okay.
Yes, please.
My name is Shannon Peeler, and I'm here on behalf of the memorial of my nephew Jacob Matchin, which is hanging in the high school gymnasium. I understand the reason we need a memorial policy. I'm here today because I feel the existing memorials already in the school should be grandfathered in. Jake's memorial was presented to the family, friends, and the community at a basketball game by his teammates and coaches, and his jersey number was retired. I don't understand why the memorial has to be looked at in such negative ways. It's a tribute to the life of a great kid. Why can't it be said that way? Jake was a great kid whose teammates and coaches wanted to honor his memory in a memorial to him. They made it from a place in their hearts. A memorial is described as something honoring the memory of a person or an event. Honor is to show regard for. Regard is to respect. So by taking down Jake's memorial, it feels like a form of disrespect. Thank you.
Thank you. One more? Thank you.
Good evening, members of the board and administration. I'm Brian Lynch, and I just realized this is the first school board meeting I've been to since I was on the city council, which is a long time ago. I want to echo my agreement with what Shannon just said here. I also understand the need for a memorial policy, particularly to avoid arbitrary decisions regarding the sensitive nature of who to memorialize and why. That being said, it seems that up to this point, the situation, particularly with Jake Matson's memorial, has been handled with, unfortunately, it seems like a lack of sensitivity, particularly when it was summarily removed a couple of years ago. With the passage of this policy, I hope if and when the current memorials are removed, it will be handled with a greater sensitivity towards the families. And, I'm not sure how you would do that, but I think it needs to be handled with a little bit greater sensitivity, whether it's a formal acknowledgement or whatever it may be. I would really encourage you to do that. So I'll probably be talking to individual members, one-on-one here in the interim until he passes on some things there, too. So anyway, thank you very much.
Thank you. Are there any other comments related to the agenda? No? Okay. Thank you both for speaking. Board member comments? Okay. For consent agenda, I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda. Thank you. Sharon, do I need to read the specific items on here?
You can if you want.
Okay. We're discussing September monthly accounting reports, bills, payroll, and electronic fund transfers in the amount of $791,357.85. Minutes from September 8th, 2015, regular meeting, which is attached. And 2015 extra duty assignments for Jessica Epperson, auditorium manager. Extra duty assignment is listed, as well as the extra duty contract on the addendum, which is for 2015-16 school year, Michelle Parker and Bridget Whitstock for middle school basketball girls. Any other discussion? Nope. Sharon, will you please call the roll?
Mara Lukomski?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Cheryl. Yes.
Cheryl File?
Yes.
Megan Lister?
Yes. All right, motion passes 5-0. Administrative reports. Ms. Clute Painter?
So I'm actually going to combine the my report and Dan Tate's maintenance report because he is not here tonight. His son just came back to town. So I think I'll actually start with Dan's report. He gave me a kind of an update on projects from September and October. They have been down one person for most often on September and October, dealing with some different vacations and leaves. The summer is actually one of their busier times, so they often end up taking time once school gets back in session. So here's the update. Basketball hoop raisers have been installed and are in service. Yay, everybody's happy about that. They were able to complete that in-house, which is good. Cafeteria loading dock and siding reinstallation project has been completed, and that's all involving with the renovation at the elementary school. So we're pretty happy to report that as well. They're also dealing with an area there that was having some leaking and some problems with gutters, and that's their job to fix, so they're working on that. We are also working on cafeteria exhaust hood project, which is finally going to happen and is actually almost completed. It should be done by tomorrow. That's the piece that we are paying for out of capital to deal with the DEC safety issue. Library smart board wall repairs, that has been done in-house, and some electrical work by Mattingly, and cafeteria snack cart, electrical work done. Sitka Electric Contractor has been here doing some warranty work on the auto door openers for the handicap access on both of the doors. So we're looking forward to getting those up and going. And then we also have one more project going with the Rainforest Contractors repairing sidewalks in front of the district office and in front of the high school, where there's quite a bit of uneven nature there that needs to be addressed. And the marquee is up and running again up by the grocery store after all the after all the work there. So that is what's going on in maintenance. Lots of work, and we thank them for all their time. I was at the superintendent meeting in King Salmon, which that was an experience all in and of itself. King Salmon. Quite a place. It was an interesting place to hold a meeting. It was a difficult place to hold a meeting, trying to get internet, and they came in and wired things, and it was pretty crazy. I will say I learned a lot, but it was very not necessarily really uplifting information, so that wasn't so much fun. It was a lot of things about, you know, budgets and the state of the state and all of those kinds of things. Talked about teacher evaluation process, talked about Affordable Care Act requirements. It was really fun. Cadillac tax issues, all kinds of fun things. And AMP scores. Yeah, it was a good time. Coming up, I will talk about AMP scores later because that's coming up on the agenda. We also do have our professional development committee's met, and we have a lot of upcoming activities there, working on some different calendar ideas for what to do with Friday afternoons, getting some feedback from teachers and staff on that, and thinking about maybe doing some different things in the spring, which we'll come forward with a plan and a proposal for maybe trying something new in the spring with that. Also, end of October on the 29th, we are going to have a work session actually with the board at 6:30, and it's also open to the community to come talk about the results from the School Climate and Connectedness Survey from last spring, which talks about kids' attitudes about school, connection with adults in school, behaviors that are unsafe, things that how they feel about bullying or the climate of their school in general. So it's good information, and it allows people to have some input, I think, on what they would like to see for the future, and it should help the board come up with some goals for things that they may want to work on. So that's happening on October 29th. And I think that's it for me.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. The cafeteria does look great, by the way.
Yeah.
Both of my kids liked the movement of the line along the windows.
Yeah.
It's starting to look like a professional
kitchen. It looks like an actual kitchen, sort of, doesn't it? It's amazing.
Well, it looks really
nice. The flooring, and yeah, it's great. Mm-hmm. They're really happy with it. It's great.
Thank you very much.
Yep, thank you.
Principal's reports.
Mr. Dormer, would you like to start?
Sure. Good evening. Really busy time, as I feel like that mic's really loud. I'm okay. Sorry. Okay. I can whisper. No, really busy time. Lots going on. Marissa did a great job of highlighting some of the things coming up, and I know I'm not going to hit them all, but anyway, just cool stuff coming on. One of the neatest things coming up is this Thursday, we're having a Rotary Assembly, which we do every year, and it's great, and we sure love the support from Rotary and the great students and the experiences our kids get to go to and bringing in some cool kids from different cultures and countries, and that's neat. This one we will have. Kyle will be speaking about her time in Argentina. We have Carolina here from Brazil, and that will be fun. But also a couple additional students. Axel's going to be able to speak about his country of Honduras, which would be very interesting. And then David from the Czech Republic. So pretty cool to have four of these, just, you know, so diverse, just different all over the place, and to bring it to our little island. So that'll be pretty cool. And that is open if, you know, parents and family and friends want to come watch. They can do it. It'll be in the auditorium. It'll be 9:30 on Thursday. So that'll be kind of fun. And then there is that following that evening at 7 p.m. in our library is an informational if people are interested in finding more about Rotary and what it takes to be an exchange student, that kind of stuff. So, again, we appreciate the support from the Rotary, and it should be fun. Looking forward to the presentations. Middle school's been busy. They just, our eighth graders just did the, with the work with Mr. Schwartz in social studies, been studying some of the historical time events and did the, reenacted the first Thanksgiving, and they go out to Sandy Beach and cook and, you know, get wet and dirty and smell like smoke, and they come back from the campfires and have a good time. So thanks for Mr. Schwartz. It's a great annual thing to do, and I know it went very well this year. Lots of cooking. I didn't get any food, so I was kind of disappointed, but they had fun. My daughter got to go, and it was great. Other things going on this Monday, Rachel Etcher's working with one of our local counselors from Peter's Mental Health, and they'll be delivering the SOS, the Signs of Suicide, is a brief curriculum they go through, and all kids 9 through 12, and they make their way throughout the classes, and again, just something that's really important here in Alaska, as the legislature has expressed, and we know with having the highest suicide rate in the United States that we really take time and try to spread out and just, you know, educate and talk about, you know, the best way to keep our kids safe and healthy and the supports that they have. So I appreciate the work that Counselor Etcher puts in and just a great partnership we have with Peter's Mental Health and True North Counseling. Both are good partners here. So I appreciate that, and that's happening next Monday. Tomorrow, our kids are headed out all over the place. You probably won't see them on the island because they're leaving, but we have a group of kids. Our survey kids are taking a trip up to see Lecoq Glacier from the water. This is different than the survey when they chop her up and survey it. This is the entire class will get to go, and including a lot of younger kids, and get to go and take a look and talk about what that is and the survey project that's been going for 30-plus years. So that'll be kind of fun. That's tomorrow. And then also a neat thing that Mr. Engel and Mrs. Evans are doing. We're both here. They're taking the Alaska history, which would be all the seniors, about 30 kids and a few chaperones. They're going to go down to the Nolan Center in Wrangell. So they're going to head over there, and they'll be back within the day. And that's supposed to, I've been in it, but I haven't been through the museum yet, but here it's fantastic. It's a beautiful building and a great resource. It's so close. So that's a neat, what a great way to do Alaska history outside the classroom. So that will be fun. Need to get our kids out there experiencing and living the life here in Southeast. Marissa, nice job bringing up the district-wide food drive, which has been completely pushed by our student government. We have a great government in the high school, a great government in the middle school this year. It's really exciting. They're just snapping and clicking. Ms. Evans co-advises the high school one, but I appreciate to see they're finding up some great ways. They're partnering with Northern Knights. It's going to be a district-wide food drive coming up, so be watching for more information, and just a great way, I think, for our kids to be able to think outside themselves and support the community and do some good. So that is awesome. Also tomorrow, the she mentioned the PSAT. Again, thanks again to Counselor Etcher. There are 52 kids taking the PSAT, which is quite an undertaking. And I know Mr. Cottrell is helping as well, but also great just showing that our kids are not required. They set up for it. It just shows that they're pushing themselves and doing their best to be college and career ready, which that's our goal. So that's pretty neat. It's just one step along the path, so that's great. And then last but not least, just some, again, lots of stuff going on. But next week, please mark your calendars. It's Tuesday and Thursday nights. Tuesday is our high school music concert, always a highlight of mine, just to go up and hear all the choir and bands. And then Thursday is the middle school concert. And that's a good one, too. So the first one's of the year. We're getting going. I snuck in and listened to choir a little bit today when they were practicing the auditorium. Of course, fantastic. And it'll be a real treat. That's a great choir with some veteran leaders in there and some All-State members. So that is next week. Hope everyone in the community can get out there. It's always, Mr. Lenhart does a great job. It's a great program. So.
What time do those usually start?
Usually start at 7. Good question. Yeah, Tuesday and Thursday next week, 7 p.m. in the auditorium.
Thank you.
Any questions for me? Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Toland.
Hey, good evening. Well, in addition to our new vent hood, that's very exciting. Kids really like anything different, and it's been fun to see the reaction to some of the construction going on there. We continue to get a few new students in. We have some new ones this week, and we hope they feel a warm welcome from our Stedman community. Teachers are continue to work on their evaluation tool. It's an online tool, and they're putting in goals and student measures, and it's an adventure this year, but I think it's really going to save us some time and energy in the future. Our exploratories are going. Mr. Linhart does music. Mrs. Kahn and Mr. Sullivan are teaching students guitar, and that's pretty exciting because Mrs. Kahn did not know how to play the guitar, but she does now. All she needed to do was three chords. Officer Pop is coordinating the DARE program for our fifth grade students. Mr. K has an art and technology class that he's teaching, and Miss Joyce Burke Biggs is doing PAS, which is a social and emotional healthy skills for healthy social and emotional well-being. And kindergarten is going until 1:15, and so the little ones are enjoying a full day. That's always a rigorous time for the teachers. There's lots going on at that time, and I had not been aware of just how much happens for those teachers to keep those kids that much longer. We talked about fast forward in a school board meeting earlier in the year, and we have 13 students who are up and running with that and really excited about the progress that we're potentially going to see from them. We had a little parent training night with 1-2-3 Magic with Mrs. Marifern, and we encourage anyone who might be interested in that to stop by the school and we can give them information. It's really a good program about developing strong relations with your child and a discipline program. So we invite parents for that to stop by and get information. PI meeting will be next Tuesday, the 20th at 4:30. We're trying to see if we have it earlier in the day, if we can get some more people out. It's a great way to be involved in the school, and everyone is welcome. So along with that, we are looking for a volunteer or volunteers to work on compiling our yearbook this year. So if anybody's interested, I'd love to hear from you. And that's all I have.
Thank you very much. Mr. Cabral.
Hi, Marissa. How are you?
Good. Boring again in the world of activities. Got quite the weekend coming. If you're bored, come by the gym or the pool. Last weekend to see our volleyballers this weekend and swimmers. Our swim meet will be starting at 6 o'clock on Friday and going at 11 in the morning on Saturday. We have General Douglas and Sitka here visiting us for swim and then volleyball. We will have all of the two-way volleyball schools here for our seating tournament starting at 3 o'clock Friday afternoon, and every hour, 45 minutes, two new matches will start. We'll be having two courts going nonstop, 21 matches in 2 days, so we will see how that goes. Should be very entertaining and fun. We'll also be doing a scrimmage. If you can't make it this weekend, our freshman team and our JVs will be playing Wrangles, younger kids, and Metlakatla's varsity Thursday evening starting at about 5:30 in the high school gym. So they're coming in early, and so we're just going to have a little scrimmage with them just so that they can get their traveling legs out of them before the tournament starts on the weekend. And wrestling will be going over to Wrangle this weekend. Currently we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 activities going on right now. At one point we had about 8, 9 of them going at one time. So cross country, just got done at the state tournament, at the state meet up there. Our girls finished 4th overall in 1, 2, 3A. So congratulations, Coach Thompson, Coach Eddie. What a wonderful season it was for them. And we had 2 boys also qualify, Tucker Hagerman and Nathaniel Lenhart. And we got musicians going as well, too. We got a 16 students, I think, qualified for the Southeast Honor Music Fest. That's going to be in Wrangell here in 2 weeks, so quite the number. And I think I asked, I call him Dr. Lenhart. I asked him if he ever had that many kids. He goes, he cannot remember the last time he had that many. So, and then I think we had 3 or 4 students qualify for the All-State Music as well. So quite a... Our kids are involved a lot right now, so I will have numbers to you again at the end of the year to show you how many kids are participating and all that jazz. So just got back from our region meetings for athletic directors, and we have a lot of new faces, so a lot of training going on, and I am the new president for Region 5 activities. So, yay. So more to the play. Thank you. It was fun. Yay. Yeah. So I'm going to make Mr. Dormer do it all. I'm passing it off. No, I'm just kidding. But it's fun. It's going. We got a lot of stuff going on, and a lot of kids involved in really, really good things. And so middle school basketball is going. Middle school cheer is going. I think we've got 20-some boys and about 12 girls and about 13 girls in cheer. 11 girls in cheer. So a lot of kids involved in all sorts of stuff. Middle school cross country just got back from Ketchikan. They did well at that meet as well. I think you got to go along, Dr. Lister, so it was great, and the weather turned out to be fairly nice. Oh, yes, wonderful. Thank goodness. So, questions? I think that is it.
I noticed you had, I assume it was you, maybe, posted a schedule of some of the events this weekend.
Yes.
On Facebook.
Yes, and I think
Bingham
Carly, I think, did that one too.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a nice way to get information out there. Gets out to the whole community.
Yeah, and if you want to be on my email chain that I send out the weekly activities, let me know. I think I should probably add you guys on there. So try to send it to the business.
Yeah, we did get that.
All the businesses downtown, so I make sure that they're stocked for food, because we'll have about, right now, the rough numbers, about 130 just students coming in from out of town this weekend. So not including the fans and the families and the coaches and all that stuff. So it could be maybe close to 200. So
great.
Yeah.
Thanks
fun
for
time.
Keeping our kids active.
Yes, they are very active.
I did have a quick question about the bus. Do coaches, before they take that, do they have to have special training or class or anything like that?
Yeah, and we've been, I just took Mr. Engel out there today to kind of show him the ropes, because he's going to be giving it the first ride for him tomorrow. So he's kind of showed him the bells and whistles of it all, and it's fun. I can tell you, I gave Juno Douglas volleyball a ride in it to the ferry terminal Saturday evening, and they were envious. And they go, how much did this cost? Where did you get it? I wonder if we could get one. So they're very envious of the bus, and they thought it was pretty cool. And you kind of feel cool driving it when you open it up, too. So it's kind of fun.
Feeling cool is very important. Yeah.
Yes, exactly, exactly. So it's working out great. We can actually fit quite a bit, and so Mr. Engel get to drive. It's really easy to drive, shorter than the vans. Pretty safe vehicle. Seat belts in there and everything too. So nice heater in the back, just in case for those
great
cold winter days too.
You do have them take an extra class or go orientation.
We're still working on top of that. I think Mr. Dormer and I will take the big classes and then kind of train everyone after that, because once it gets there, it's pretty simple.
Okay.
To train them all and the mirrors and kind of get in the driver's seat. So yeah.
You know, the cross country kids felt bad. They were in the old van instead of the new bus. So I was trying to figure out what happened to the new bus.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
The new bus.
Yeah, they feel shafted by having the old van. But
yeah, she's like, we need to upgrade.
Okay, thank you.
No, but yeah, it's good.
The training is just for the safety features inside. The actual driving, because it's so short.
Right. Yeah.
We have railroad tracks. We have to stop.
Yeah. Yeah. So if we're ever in Skagway and the railroad tracks, and we'd have to open the door and make sure, you know, check it outside and all of that stuff. But driving it is fairly simple.
And they don't have to have a CDL or any other special licensing, right?
Yeah. Okay. No CDL required for that one. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's neat.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So we're gonna put it to work this weekend.
Good.
That is for sure, with 8, 9 teams coming in and one team heading out. So it'll be, we'll put some.
Are you picking them all up at the ferry terminal?
Yes, would you like to join me at 3:45 in the morning Friday?
Sure.
Yes. Wait, you're going to be there already, aren't you? Okay. Yeah, so that'll be our first run, and then all the teams start showing up all over the place. So, yeah.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Absolutely. Thanks.
That's a lot of work to orchestrate.
It's fun.
All right, upcoming dates and meeting announcements. We talked about the board work session October 29th at 6:30 in the high school library. We're going to be talking about the board and community climate and connectedness survey. Get all those words in there. So we'll make sure to have that on our calendar, board members. And then October 29th and 30th is staff in service, no school district-wide. And November 5th through 8th, several of the board members are going to the Alaska Association of School Board annual conference up in Anchorage. Hopefully we can go learn lots and come back and serve Petersburg as well as we possibly can with that new information. November 2nd, we need to set, do we want to schedule that later for, or we can, Sarah, November 2nd we're looking at for setting the board agenda.
Oh, I should be back by then.
It's a Monday, right?
It's a Monday. Do you want to set a time, or do you want to?
We could do, would 3:30 work, 4 o'clock?
Sure.
That day? Okay. We're going to just shoot to 3:30, and we need to do it another time that day. We can, later in the day.
So Sarah and somebody?
Sarah and...
I'll do it. No one else.
3:30? Or somewhere around there.
Yeah, okay. What's that?
3:30 on the 2nd.
3:30 on the 2nd. Thank you. Campus Connection is November 10th at 12:30, and I did that. I'm happy to do it again. That timing actually worked out pretty well today. Anybody else want to join me? Sarah?
You did a great job. You guys did a great job today.
Thank you. Okay, to be determined. And then our regular...
I can probably do it on the 10th, you said?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I see it on the agenda. Yeah, I should be able to do it on the 10th.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. And then, of course, a regular...
Can you be back on the 10th? What day is that?
Yes,
oh, it's
I
Tuesday,
will be.
Sorry, Tuesday. It's Tuesday.
Back on Sunday.
Yes, we will be back, assuming we have, you know, normal weather and all those good things. I mean, it would be awful to have to stay, but... okay, and then our regular board meeting November 10th here. At 7 o'clock. Moving right along, old business. I will recommend a motion to approve the listed policies at second reading, and I will read these policies.
There is also a copy of them over here if anyone's interested in looking.
Okay. Folks, feel free to grab a copy. The board has been updating our policies with the latest legislative changes as recommended by the Association of Alaska School Boards attorney. After public hearing on these policies, the board will consider these policies at second and final reading. We have board policy 0210, goals for student learning. BP0520, school accountability, school improvement. BP1312.4, public complaints concerning elementary and secondary education act programs. BP3540, transportation. BP3541, transportation routes and services. BP3554, other food sales. BP4112.10, deletion of policy, employment of retired teachers. BP4115, evaluation supervision. BP4117.6, non-retention. BP4158, 4258, 4358, employee security. BP5030, school discipline and safety. 5127, graduation ceremonies and activities. 5131.6, alcohol and other drugs. 5141.41, child abuse and neglect. 5144, discipline. 5146, married, pregnant, and parenting students. 6010, goals and objectives. Almost there. 6146.1, high school graduation requirements. 6146.5, differential requirements for individuals with exceptional needs. 6155, class examination, challenging course by examination. 6181, charter school, and 9270, conflict of interest.
Good job.
And I need someone to second it.
I'll second.
Thank you. Discussion, I'd like to just say that the policy committee has been working hard starting in the spring and this fall to get lots of policies up to date. I'm on the policy committee, so I can speak to the fact that we've had several meetings, and we've these ones I just read that were here at second reading, like we talked about before, are mostly editorial kind of things as recommended by AASB. I think there was just the one new one in this lot, which was challenging the course, 6155. So, for high school, yes. So, that is really all I wanted to say about that. These are ones that we have been working on and ready to go in the final. Any other discussion? No? Okay. Sharon, would you please call the roll?
Laura
Tomsky? Yes.
Cheryl
Miles?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Megan Lister?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Motion passes 5-0. All right. Moral business. The 2015-16 school calendar change. Because the district was moved to 2A activities region this year, the regional basketball tournament dates are different than when planning the school calendar. Because of the conflict, the board approved changing the spring parent-teacher conferences. Administrators have met with their staffs, and spring conference dates have been modified. Middle and high school will have February 10th and 11th conferences from 4 to 8 p.m. There will be no school for middle and high school students on February 12th. Elementary students will have early release on March 3rd with conferences from 1:30 to 8 in the evening, and no school on March 4th with conferences from 8 a.m. to noon. We already approved it, and we're just wanting people to mark their calendars so that they're not confused, particularly since this used to kind of pair up with spring break. That's a little bit different now, so for folks planning their spring break activities, they should make note of that, please.
Middle and high school conferences actually bump up against President's Day weekend, is that right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, great.
So that's kind of a longer weekend for kids.
Yeah, still kind of nice to have a long weekend.
Nice.
All right. New business, election of officers. Shall I read this part? Yeah. The superintendent. Yeah, okay. Go ahead, Erica.
Okay.
We're going to elect officers.
So, we get to do nominations from the floor for president. Anyone have any nominations for president?
I nominate Sarah Holmgren.
Any other nominations? Okay. And it actually doesn't require any motions or anything.
Oh, great.
So, if there's no other things, we can actually declare her president. So,
yay,
congratulations, Sarah.
Thank you, Sarah, for being our president again.
You bet.
Do you want me to do vice president, too?
Sarah, do you want to do the next nomination for vice president?
We can. Do we vote individually as each?
Nope.
No vote?
Just
don't have to? Okay.
Or
I can do it.
Yeah, Erica, can
it's
you
fine.
Do it?
Yeah, you can continue on, mostly because I'm not technically voted in, right? Yeah.
You are. It's done.
Oh, you guys are.
You're declared.
Okay.
That's all we have to do is declare you.
Love
that.
Yeah, we just have to declare you.
Nothing
so
else is
to go.
That easy.
Okay. Erica, why don't you continue on? It'll be a little bit easier.
Okay.
I'm over the phone. I'm hearing some of it, and then I'm also listening to it on campus. Okay, so go ahead.
Okay. So we would like to hear nominations from the floor for vice president.
I would like to nominate Megan Lister.
Any other nominations from the floor for Vice President? Hearing none, we declare Megan Lister Vice President. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thank you. And any nominations for Secretary Treasurer?
I'll nominate Ms. Cheryl File for Secretary Treasurer.
Any other nominations? Cheryl File, congratulations.
Why, thank you so much.
Secretary Treasurer.
Again.
Thank you, everybody. Yes, I expect we'll be running along smoothly this year. Okay. What do we have here? Board Policy 1331, Naming Schools and Facilities at First Reading. There is an attachment. I'll recommend a motion to approve the adoption of Board Policy 1331, Naming Schools and Facilities at First Reading.
I'll second it.
Okay. So after several work sessions, the board has drafted language addressing this policy. This is a new policy, just to follow up on what I stated earlier about the other policies. The policy committee has been meeting. We have also had a couple of open work sessions that have addressed this policy specifically. We've got new language. And I believe it was reviewed as well by our attorney to just ensure that we've addressed all potential legal issues. Mm-hmm. And so here we are to approve this policy.
Also, copies of the policy and the next one that you'll be voting on at first reading are on the counter if anyone wants to see it.
Thank you.
Megan, I'd just like to include that, as also being on the policy committee, but that this is another one of those policies that we've never had, and it's one that we discovered we didn't have, so we wanted to go ahead and add it.
Right, thank you very much. And any other discussion about it? No?
I think it's a fairly simple. I mean, it's laid out fairly clearly, I think, and it's not really a controversial issue at this point because we're not in the middle of a situation that requires naming. So
right.
There are a couple of things named currently, in our district, but they were voted on by the board in the past, so there's action there. So they're just having some guidelines written down, I think, for future issues. So
very good. And I can just reiterate that we did research on this one. We looked at other policies across the state and feel like what we have is inclusive and considers all the other important information.
So I think so.
Okay. Sharon, can you please call the roll?
Megan Lister.
Yes.
Jay Lister.
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren.
Yes.
Marla Tomsky.
Yes.
Cheryl Fayo.
Yes.
Okay. The motion to approve the adoption of Board Policy 1331, Naming Schools and Facilities, passes 5-0. And Board Policy 1332, Memorials at First Reading. Again, there's copies over there for anyone who needs one. I will make a motion to approve the adoption of Board Policy 1332, Memorials at First Reading. Second?
Second.
Thank you. I think we basically covered it in the last discussion. Anybody need to add anything?
Could we, in our next work session, could we discuss some ways to handle it discreetly, I guess, as a board before we...
Based on some of the testimony tonight?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
How to go through that.
Yep. The process for how that might work if it goes through second reading?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Did you have, feedback?
Someone called, and they said that there's a couple misspelled words, and they feel that this is a good way to go. And that they walked in this path before, and they just felt that we're doing a good thing. They do have a question about a couple things that maybe, like an additional administrative support, where it says administration will oversee the safe return of students personally effects. They thought that maybe more than just one person mm-hmm. should do that. And then they had a question about the Fugelvog one, since it is voted on by a student, that maybe we should maybe rethink that, voted on students to have their name put on it, right? Mm-hmm. To either rename it something or, I don't know, just maybe think about it before we take it down.
Okay.
I mean,
we can talk about that. Okay.
And I think they said something else, but I didn't write it down very clearly, so I apologize.
So, again, I just want to reiterate, this is one that we've done lots of research on. As the policy committee, we've consulted with mental health professionals. We've consulted with the our attorney. I think that input is great. Any other input from the board? Everybody had a chance to review it, I'm hoping, from our last work session.
I do want to mention, I feel bad if the family members feel that we're being disrespecting any of the previous memorials that have been placed within our school. We did have conversations with family members regarding what we may or may not do with the memorials and how our policy would be shaped. I know that everyone on the board, you know, it's an uncomfortable situation. We're not trying to be heartless. We are just trying to protect current and future students.
Thank you. Yes, I think the policy as it's presented has the definitely the best, our hope for the best interest of the, to meet the educational needs of our students, for sure. Any other, do I need to offer to take comments from the audience or?
No, from you too.
Okay. So in terms of making a few edits or discussing anything further, do we move forward with voting on it or do we table it?
You can. I don't think there's substantial changes
okay.
to the content of it. So I think
okay.
it could go, even just the policy committee, even as Dr. Lister was saying, could discuss the specifics of mm-hmm. enacting.
Sure, and that could even be part of it may be a AR
mm-hmm.
topic as well.
Or a final discussion during the second reading
okay.
about the process, or
okay.
we could discuss.
And actually, that is more of an AR.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some guidelines.
Kind of procedural
okay.
guidelines. Mm-hmm. Okay. Miss Sharon, could you please call the roll?
Lamar Natomsky?
Yes.
Cheryl File?
Yes.
Jay Lister?
Yes.
Sarah Holmgren?
Yes.
Megan Litster?
Yes. So the motion to approve the adoption of Board Policy 1332, Memorials at First Reading, passes 5-0. Thank you to the other folks on the policy committee also, all their hard work on that. Okay. Next on the agenda, personnel hire. We have I'll make a motion to approve the employment of Terry Falter as custodian.
Mm-hmm.
Could I? Oh, board members, if they need to see the application. May I have a second, please?
A second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. We have a committee reviewed applications, interviewed top candidates, and recommended Terry Falter to be hired as custodian.
Mm-hmm.
Great. All in favor say aye.
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 Nay. Motion passes 5-0 for the hire of Terry Falter as custodian.
And I think he's already started training. He's working some training. He's, yeah. Going well.
Wonderful. Information, Mrs. Kleinpainter, do you want to give us information about AMP?
What a fun way to end the meeting.
But we have to meet committee.
Key messages. Here they are. My faithful friend Bridget Wittstock is also here as the district test coordinator to back up and support all of these wonderful messages about AMP, the Alaska Measures of Progress for our students, the new test that we took last spring. So, a couple of things that we have talked about at the board meeting already, and Bridget actually mentioned a few of these things, I think, on the radio last week, just kind of getting information out there about this test. As we've talked about, the scores are still coming. They are supposed to be out, actually, they were supposed to be out today to Bridget and I, but they're not, and they'll be out on the 15th. There's a work session for Mr. Dormer and Mrs. Tolan that they get to do up in Anchorage at the principal's conference all day Saturday, and I've looked at it 9 hours.
Wow, that's it.
Yeah. 9 hours of AMP on Saturday.
On a Saturday, I mean, that sounds great.
All kinds of information about student data and getting it out there. So I think the main point, again, and we've talked about it a little bit here, but I think it's just, again, worth repeating that new standards, new assessment, scores are going to look different. We need to be prepared for that. That's something that we just kind of keep repeating. Student achievement has not declined. Our students have not lost intelligence. They are being tested over material that they have not necessarily had instruction in, especially our older students who, you know, are coming in as 9th or 10th graders taking a test, and if they're coming in with the new standards, they have had 9 previous, you know, of instruction. It's not. So they will continue to, scores will continue to get better. Our students will not get more intelligent. Scores will get better. This is the way I'm phrasing it.
They may also get more intelligent.
They may get more intelligent, too. It is fluid.
So
that has been determined.
So are they testing pre-instruction, or are they going to be provided new? Like, are they figuring out a baseline?
This is the baseline year. This is the baseline year.
Okay.
And so each year with more instruction, scores will increase. That's the goal.
And will it just be teaching to new tests, like new how to take the tests?
No. The goal is really not to focus just on the test itself, but rather to focus on the standards that have been adopted for English, language, arts, and math.
Okay.
And they were adopted several years ago, but it takes, you know, time to do the curriculum work and implement and train teachers. And so our younger students have been, this is their world already. They've spent a couple of years, you know, living with these standards. So, yeah. We'll be fine. Our kids will be fine. It's one measure of many, many measures, and it's not the only thing that tells us about our kids. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
It's one tool. So, anyway, those are coming. End of October.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
All right, board committee appointments. Last year's committee assignments are included in the reference page as a point of discussion for us. Last page, folks. So, budget committee is...
Sarah said we're not going to have that one anymore.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Bye-bye, budget committee.
Karen,
you
do
such
a
fabulous job that, and I was on that last year. I would be happy to swing in and visit with you anytime about budget. That would be really fun.
Sounds good.
I'll bring coffee.
Wine by wine.
We do have the bold or standing committees, and then the regular are the ad hoc committees. We do need a negotiations committee this year. So last year we had Jay, Cheryl, and then Sarah was the alternate. I think it may be nice for Sarah to not have to be the alternate. Even I could be an alternate, or I could be on the committee. You want to do that again? Who? You both.
I did it.
We both did that. Oh, wait. That's kind of a big one. We can come back to that here in a minute. Curriculum. Cheryl, would you like to stay on the curriculum committee? No, you want a relief from that? That is a standing committee, so we definitely need somebody on there. We had the other standing is Jay on facilities. Legislative liaison was, I was actually the alternate, but it ended up being, you know, Sarah and I that were able to go to Juneau, and I would love to do that again. I think I just am starting to learn, so it might be nice to continue with that, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anybody else? Sarah, legislative liaison again?
Sure. Sorry, I need my phone off mute.
Okay.
Yeah, unless someone else feels strongly that they'd like to take that on, I'm fine doing it again.
Okay. I would not mind. I mean, that kind of what sprung was my springboard to join the board.
Okay.
So.
Okay. All right, you're on it.
Perfect.
So no
Sarah then?
Megan? So maybe Sarah is the alternate then. So Meg and...
Sure, I'll be the alternate in case someone can't go.
Okay, Meg and Mara and then Sarah is alternate. Okay. Okay. And then policies. Did Mara, were you interested in policy? I'm happy to be on the policy committee again. I mean, especially if we're starting right now. I mean, I feel like we're still in the meat of some policies that we've been talking about. So I'm happy to stay on there. I know Sarah has a lot that she does as the board president. So if there's anyone else who could be available to be on policy with me, so we could keep that. And then the others that we need to have is the curriculum and facilities. Those are the standing ones. And then these others are ad hoc. I mean, they don't happen as often. So anybody to be on policy with me?
What else did you want to do, Mara?
I will do it.
Cheryl? Okay.
Do policy?
Is that okay? Or
she wanted to do it. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Jay, are you able to continue on facilities?
I'm fine.
Okay. So.
I can go back to curriculum.
Are you good with that?
Yep. That's fine.
Okay.
So that way you have two things to do it.
So. Let me get rid of this. We still need to talk about negotiate. Okay. I'm happy to stay. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'll let you.
On crisis, I'm happy to stay there unless other people love to talk about crisis. Anybody?
Sounds good.
Okay. You might as well just leave me on negotiations since I only have one thing going on.
Unless, would you rather do crisis? I can do negotiations, actually. I'm fine with that.
I'm fine.
Yeah.
I'm fine on wellness again, too, if that's...
Okay. Mara, are you interested in doing negotiations?
I can.
So we could do, did you want to do it again?
I prefer not to, but
okay. So, let's see, where am I?
And Megan for negotiations, is that what you said?
Yeah, how about that? And Cheryl, you want to be alternate?
Sure.
Okay. Okay. Let's see where we're at.
I can stay on technology.
Oh, technology.
Ad hoc, but I can do that one still.
Okay. So... We have
one. Everyone have one thing to do.
Do you want to do technology?
Whatever, I don't care.
You're on policy. That committee meets a lot.
And it's super fun.
We.
Oh, I know. I've been on it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but we didn't do anything. You were on it.
Let's see.
We're moving now.
So,
we got stuff to do.
We have Mara is, let's see, one.
I think they're all covered.
I was just seeing if we were kind of even. I think that's good, but I think we can also, this is one of those things that we can make adjustments to if we need to.
That's fine.
So.
Now, I didn't get quite clear. Whose negotiations, Mara and Megan, with Cheryl as the alternate?
Yes. And then curriculum,
Sarah,
crisis, Meg, technology, I have Sarah unless Sharon wants to do it. Wellness is Jay, facilities is Jay, legislative is Meg and Mara with Sarah as alternate, and policy is Meg and Cheryl. Hey, I'm on here a lot.
I know.
You're on three. Maybe you want to.
Yeah, maybe you want to rethink that.
Maybe Cheryl wants to do crisis. Or maybe you want to stay on
there. And she'll be on three.
Eh. I'm only an alternate, though.
She's an alternate?
No.
Alternate on negotiation.
Oh, no, I said Mara. Cheryl? Did you say Cheryl or Mara? You want to do crisis, don't you?
I'll do
Cheryl.
Crisis.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cheryl is crisis. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Thank you, Cheryl.
Once a year.
I know, on Thursday.
Ooh. You're off.
I can take it off my calendar.
We're keeping you on interviews.
Yes, I'm there for that. I kind of live in a crisis world, so it wouldn't break my heart not to do crisis.
It's great.
Yeah.
Sure, let's crisis.
Let's see, where are we at? Back to the... Okay. Additional comments from the board. Nothing from you, miss?
No, I don't think so. Pia's art looks great, by the way, in the entryways at the school.
Coming along.
Looks really nice.
She started. Yeah. That 1% art from the renovation project. It's happening.
To say thank you to everyone for all the hard work on these policies we've been doing. They weren't easy, and I just appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And there's been Mr. Dormer and
Rachel.
I was looking out there to see who else has been there. You've been there. Sarah's been there. So, Ms. Toland has been there. So it's been, yes.
ASB was...
Yes, you participated in our work session. and with great feedback. So, yes, thank you. And for the people who spoke tonight as well, because that information is always helpful to hear. And always we invite people to come talk to us if they have other input they would like to give a little more privately. So, thank you. Yeah. Any other comments? Future agenda items? No? All right.
Wait, I did have one. Dress code, if we could talk about that a little bit. I had some people bring up some issues that sometimes our uniforms aren't fitting into the dress code. Mm-hmm. That somebody was running for cross country before school would have to change to go to PE to be into something more modern. So I thought it might be nice to talk about the dress code a little bit and see if we can get a more uniform dress code that would fit for PE and for sports, if that's possible. But we can talk about it anyway. Mm-hmm.
I'd be curious to pull up our policies and read about that a little bit more. But I haven't thought of too much. Okay. Okay. Do we need a motion to adjourn? I will make a motion to adjourn.
A second.
All right. All in favor? Aye?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you.